Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
33-year-old woman seriously injured from a vehicle incident in Paso Robles. Atascadero Chamber of Commerce accepting nominations for dinner and gala. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Yesterday evening, a 33-year-old woman in Paso Robles was hit by a vehicle on Spring Street. The incident took place at about 5 p.m. near 33rd Street. The driver of the vehicle, a blue Dodge Charger, remained on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. A release by the police department says the woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment for serious injuries. Drugs or alcohol are not a factor in this collision, police say. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone with information regarding this incident is encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its upcoming annual awards dinner. Nominations are for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Community Organization of the Year, and North County Latinos in Business of the Year. The winners will be recognized at the 102nd Awards Dinner and Gala in April. This year's theme is Spring Masquerade, Uncovering Business Success. Guests are encouraged to embrace the evening's theme and don masquerade masks to represent the concealed journey of business triumph. The due date for award nominations is January 27th. You can visit AtascaderoChamber.org to nominate a business or individual. Atascadero presenting 20th Annual Parent-Child Sweetheart Dances. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Atascadero and Pavilion on the Lake will be presenting the 20th annual Father, Daughter, and Mother, Son, Sweetheart Dances. This year's theme is Love You to the Moon and Back. Enjoy a fantastic semi-formal evening with music from DJ Manny Medina, snacks, door prizes, and an on-site photographer to make the memories last forever. The Father-Daughter Dance will be on the following weekend, February 7th and 8th. Tickets are available in advance only at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way in Atascadero. Tickets are $37 per couple for Atascadero residents and $43 for non-residents. The mother-son dance will take place on Friday, January 31st from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. A reminder that there is no Passerable City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will take place as one joint meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. There is a scheduled special meeting for the City Council this afternoon at 4. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Council will report any reportable actions following closed session. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held tonight. This meeting, the board will appoint members of the public who applied to serve on internal standing committees, as well as appoint board members to internal and external standing committees and organizations. The board will also conduct the second part of its 2020 to 2023 strategic plan review. Templeton CSD meetings start at 7 p.m. in the board meeting room, 206 5th Street. You can attend in person or watch online. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting this morning at 9, which contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term. The Board of Supervisors adopted a rotational nomination for chair and vice chair since 2019. This year, former vice chairperson Don Ortiz-Legg will be nominated as chairperson, and District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will be nominated as vice chairperson. In sports for the NFL, the wild card round will start this Saturday with the Chargers facing against the Texans and the Steelers going against the Ravens. KPRL will have the Chargers and Texans game at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday the 12th, we'll have the Broncos versus the Bills at 9:30 a.m., the Packers against the Eagles at 1:30 p.m., and the Commanders facing the Buccaneers at 5 p.m. In the NBA, the Kings defeated Miami 123-118, the Timberwolves over the Clippers 108-106. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Mavericks, and the Warriors will go against Miami Heat. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Concern in Southern California as strong seasonal Santa Ana winds and low humidity have fire officials in places like Ventura County issuing red flag warnings. Utility companies preparing to shut off power to guard against fires being sparked by downed power lines. Margie Bradley of Channel Island says she's staying put.
I'm not going to leave home. I'm going to stay in case I have to evacuate. I don't want to be caught away from home and not be able to get back there and get my stuff and get my dog.
Governor Gavin Newsom offering what he says is a top-line preview of his state budget proposal ahead of the full release on Friday.
The top lines include a balanced budget, no deficits, budget that includes some $17 billion in reserves, but also includes some additional discretionary reserves to provide us more flexibility.
Newsom speaking to educators in Stanislaus County, also talking about striving for a leaner government. For the third time in 3 months, Oakland has a new mayor. The city council voting to elect Kevin Jenkins, the new mayor, on an interim basis. He'll take over until the special election in April. Jeff Scott, California News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you can make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer whose comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Consumers may have noticed a recent trend in food and beverage products labeled as probiotic or prebiotic. The products often say they support a healthy gut or boost your immune system by providing good microbes that are often missing from people's diets. But how can consumers know if these products are really good for them? A new episode of the University of California Davis podcast, Unfold, took a closer look at the proliferation of probiotics and interviewed Maria Marco, a microbiologist and professor in the Department of Food and Science and Technology at UC Davis. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows right around 32, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clearing up to sunny skies starting Thursday and lasting all the way to Tuesday next week. Upper 60s on Thursday, low 70s Friday, upper 60s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is mostly cloudy and 43 degrees in Paso Robles. Local news was brought to you, weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, waterproof vinyl flooring, beautiful fabrics for window coverings, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Always free estimates. Call 805-238-7878, online at frontierfloors.net, or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings,
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Moderna shares are rallying up 6%. Barron says the boost is because Moderna is developing an mRNA vaccine to protect against the bird flu virus. Tesla shares are down more than 1%. Analysts at Bank of America are lowering expectations for Tesla. The stock's been downgraded from buy to hold, though Stifel analysts are still recommending investors buy Tesla. They see the rollout of the Model 2 more affordable car boosting demand for Tesla. Getty Images and Shutterstock, which both provide stock images, will combine and will be called Getty Images Holdings. There's an energy merger. Phillips 66 is buying energy company Epic NGL. And Stryker, the medical device company, is buying Inari Medical. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning, as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning, 805-239-9355, 805-239-9355.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Hitachi Palace Casino Resort, that way in Lemoore, and it is the Central Valley's favorite staycation. So, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, ready? I think we are. Yes, we are. Maybe not. Oh,
that somehow we've carried on in the world. Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Barry is back in the saddle, and he'll have a couple of folks on. First off, you've probably made some New Year's resolutions, and one of them should be making sure you stay fit, the benefits of, staying fit. Gary Whiting and Rebecca Lundy will be in talking about those benefits of high resistance training and so forth, and maybe how to push yourself a little bit more than you've been doing. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Nate Santos, Rancho Los Santos, home of the famous dancing horses. So we'll find out about that and some other things. The path becoming a skilled tradesman and your own boss. So there you have that this morning here, or this afternoon on The Right Choice, KPRL. And we had a kind of a rocket coming in here on the email as Chris was concluding his news. This has to do with the Atascadero Chamber and the function that they have coming up. I think it's in April. It says, so they are going to award a business of the year and a Latino business of the year. What's the difference? And why are they separating? Why not have an Italian business of the year, a Polish business of the year, a Jewish business of the year, Catholic business of the year, etc.? This nonsense needs to stop. This pandering to one group does not bring communities together. I don't care who owns the business. Our Atascadero Chamber has gone woke. Well, sir, thanks for the email. And you might want to call them and let them know. I wonder about that myself, too. I don't give a damn who owns the business. If they provide a service and products that I like and it's good service and so forth, I don't care who owns it. I mean, I have to ask them. But again, thank you for the email. Okay, now, you're going to be hearing some news stories this morning I'm just guessing because I haven't listened to it yet, on the, I missed it when it just came on, the California news. But the climate in Southern California, and this has to do with these Santa Ana winds, and All double hockey sticks is going to break out. It's going to be possibly the end of civilization in Southern California. If you kind of look at some of the headlines and the carnage that will be coming. I'm not dismissing the facts that the Santa Ana winds do damage and cause problems. Not at all. Just like we're seeing these, what I think. somewhat hysterical reports about all the snow and so forth back east. It's January, and that's been happening for a long time, extremely long time. And so why do they do that? Well, the news agency's doing it to drum up interest in people's morbid curiosity on the impending death of mankind. They hope to drum up ratings by that. So how accurate is it? Well, let's go back here in California. The Santa Ana winds and the raging wildfires have been a part of the ecosystem in the area for over 5,000 years. So this isn't something that was brought on by you driving SUVs or anything like that. It happens. Mother Nature is beautiful and wicked at the same time. And also, that these historical winds are not as historic. Well, we don't know yet, but they're predictions, which we understand the warnings are helpful, not dismissing that. But you know that the largest winds they've ever recorded in Santa Ana, the Santa Ana winds, goes back to the late 1950s. So this thing that's been going on for 5,000 years isn't a surprise. And by the way, the Santa Ana winds, historically come up 10 to 20 times a year in that particular area. Anybody who's lived down there, you know what they're like. And when I first got out here, I experienced them and a couple of fires as well. It's scary, but it's nature and it comes. And yes, we do our best to prepare for it. But what we don't prepare for is the wildfires, which often are from the forest, which we're not allowed to cut down anymore, or at least minimal that we can cut down to help prevent this. Hi, good morning.
I lived in San Bernardino when I was a kid for a while, right in the Cajon Pass. And those Santa Ana winds, used to have a saying, it's like if you put your trash cans out, they'd end up down there in Riverside because the winds would blow so hard out there. And it was just normal. That's what it did.
Yeah, most places in the United States, there are certain times of the year that the, you know, Mother Nature is going to create havoc, and you do your best to prepare for it.
Didn't put our trash cans out.
Yeah, well, and again, Mother Nature doesn't care who you are.
Nope. And we get mild Santa Anas over here, you know, on the coast for whatever reason. But I used to surf a lot down there, Hollister, you know, right down there by Gaviota Tunnel.
Yeah.
And crazy winds out there. It's the offshores blow so hard, you can't even get in the waves. But that's just normal. That's just the way it is when you get Santa Anas this time of year.
Well, I was going to ask you, so when the winds would come up, you try to go out and surf because the waves are a lot better?
You know what? They kind of are. They hold up a little bit. Hard to get in, and I'm old and fat now, so it's even harder. So I choose not to surf when there. I'd really have a little bit of an onshore wind, actually. Offshore wind, then it blows in your eyes, and your eyes are just red as can be because you're getting, you know, blown in your face. And half the wave you can't even see because it's blowing so hard.
Have you ever surfed down near Montana D'Aro?
I surfed a couple times. Yeah, I get kind of spooked out, and there was kind of local thing going on, so I don't like to hassle. I just get in wherever I can and get out.
I remember, I don't know how many years ago, but we went down there because I love that area, particularly in the winter because of the waves. That, I mean, these waves were, you know, I would say brutal. And there were about, you know, 5 to 10 people out there just doing their thing on these waves. And I'm thinking, well, they must be pretty good at what they do if they're willing to take that risk.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys I've known that have surfed it when it's juicy and it's top to bottom and it's shallow and it's really rock bottom. A lot of people got really hurt, and I just, like, didn't want to have to charge it that hard.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody knows their skills, or, you know, how bad you want to get beat up today.
Yeah, when I was younger, I had no fear. I have a mortgage now.
Well, it's amazing how that happens, that we kind of grow up a little bit and say, oh, boy, that's not going to do well. I might be out of work for a while. That's it. So
yeah.
You,
all right, guy, get a roll. Let me go.
All right, bye. 238-577-5238-KPRL. So it's kind of interesting that he mentioned, well, you know, he's got a mortgage now. So over the course of many years, I've often wondered why that schools don't do as well as parents, a better job of teaching the realities. And what I mean by that is when you go out in the world, you're going to do this and do that. But you know what? It costs money. It costs money to do things, particularly a child. So these people who decide to have children and that you and I have to pay for, from breakfast and lunch to everything else in between, most of their adult, their young lives. This is just a national average. This is just a national average. So they... Raising a child, it's a pretty steep price tag that most of us that have kids realize. And hopefully you plan accordingly before you make the decision. So right now, nationally, adding one child to a two-adult household increases required annual expenses by an average of $22,000 a year. Now, for families with two kids, the financial impact nearly doubles, with the cost rising to $39,000 on average. That's per year. So maybe that we're teaching all types of things in school. Why not throw that little ditty in as well? And the parents also. The parents also. Remember yesterday we talked about risk and responsibilities. Well, maybe that's something to think about as well. Something to think about as well. So there you have that little ditty for this morning here. Also, I don't know, for those of you, I have never been into a Costco in my entire life. Never. That the Costco has made national news because while many companies around the country are diminishing the DEI, Costco is on, they're in fifth gear on it. Their board has said, you know, we're gonna maximize the DEI, and now they were facing pressure to join the growing list of brands ditching the practice. Some call it controversial, but not Costco. So Costco is going to continue to have their DEI policies. Their DEI policies, and for those of you that. That's diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's to promote fair treatment and full participation of all people. And let's see here. This is diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, all these other things. And it has to do with identity and identity politics, includes gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, disability, age, culture, class, religion, or opinion. Now, I've often mentioned the reference to the labor posters that we get from the state and also federal every year. All that stuff is included. All that stuff is included regarding the, you know, in reference to DEI, that you have to treat people respectfully. They have rights, so forth and so on and so on. But again, kind of on the heels of this of the email about the Atascadero Chamber, were in a way trying to separate. You know what? When you work with people, you work with people. You get along or you don't get along. You like them or you don't like them. And by putting specific, let's just see here, training devices where you have to do that, that has led to some lawsuits and so forth, because some people have said it's affecting their free speech. And in some cases, at the education level, academic freedoms, and actually holding some people back on their real thoughts. Not thoughts of necessarily hate, but just thoughts in general on different subjects that many people are pressured not to, shall we say, be truthful, because they're afraid of retaliation. Remember, again, as part of yesterday, when we talk about being afraid of whether our government or your, you know, such thing as your professors or teachers, they win. They win if you are. You need to fight back, because in a way, I think of the people like that as bullies. You don't let bullies win. You don't let bullies win, so that's what's going on. And for those of you that go to Costco, again, I've never been there, so I don't know if you have to join or how that thing works anyway. So
you need a membership card to get in. Costco, I mean.
So if I were to walk in, I wouldn't be allowed.
Essentially.
So they wouldn't know until I go up to the counter, right?
Well, previously, yes, but now you have to scan your membership upon entry.
So, how much does it cost to sign up?
$60 a year.
Just to walk into a store and spend my money?
Yes.
Because I'm going to save money, right? Supposedly?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing, since Costco is pretty well established, that people are saving quite a bit of money and it's worth the $60.
Yeah, I would say so. I've been to Costco. I went there, and I mean, I don't go much these days because it's all the way down in San Luis Obispo, but there was one nearby in college, and you in a way pay for more, but the price per ounce, let's say, is significantly cheaper in the long run. And you can get some pretty really good deals, honestly. Like for Thanksgiving, my brother brought home a really large pumpkin pie for $5.99.
Okay, so we don't know what that would cost if you got it somewhere else, right?
Considering the size difference, no, because I'm pretty certain most grocery stores don't even sell them that big.
Okay. So when you sign up for Costco and you pay them the $60, is that just, you know, what's the paperwork say? This is to cover what, or this is just to get you in because you're going to save money long term? So why are they, I mean, if they have these products for sale, or not, well, on sale, well, for sale, as you mentioned the example, then wouldn't people be getting the same discount without having to pay $60 without getting a card and having to show it before you walk into a store?
I'm not entirely certain what you're asking here. Like, the premise is that Costco can afford to lose money on certain products, but the act of having a membership people pay to get into the store allows them to keep their prices as cheap as they are.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm learning something, and I'm glad I don't belong. Of course, I'm not going to buy a pumpkin pie that big either, so I'm okay. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I wasn't aware of the social issues that Costco is involved in, which comes as a surprise to me. But in all honesty, the $60 membership, I think it was 2 years ago the first time I ever joined, is pretty well worth it if you're going to shop with, say, one other family or in bulk, because they have really good quality products, and their prices, when they're, like Chris said, when they're broken down, their price per pound or price per ounce comes out a lot less. But they are good quality. They do sell good quality products.
All right. So I guess my question is, they're a big corporation. They have a lot of Costcos throughout the United States. So because of that, they get a lot of volume. It's similar to Walmart. They have volume. They get a lot of volume, so they can get, you can buy things cheaper. Now, you don't need to spend $60 a year to get into a Walmart. So I'm, like I said, I've never been in one, so I'm not understanding why you would need to spend to or them have you sign up for $60 a year just to walk in the store.
Well, in a sense you do, in a sense you don't, and in a sense they need it, because that's where they make the majority of their money, is through the membership program. And I think that, I don't know for sure, but I can't remember, I think with Sam's, which is another branch of Walmart, a larger retail outlet that has more to offer in the same fashion as maybe a Costco, similar to that, you do have to have a membership there. But what I was going to say is, okay, for instance, the Lost Leader, Chris was mentioning about losing money on certain products. Well, that hot dog, famous hot dog program they had with the pizza also, and then there's a couple other goodies, you used to be able to go over there for $1.50, and, well, you can still do it, but you have to be a member now. Before, you could go up to the window and buy your hot dog and your soda pop for $1.50 and whatever, or your pizza. But now, if you're not a member, you can't buy it unless someone buys it for you that is a member. You have to show a card. And they also have electronic stands, kiosks, where you pay first, then you just walk to the window and you pick up your product with a ticket, I think. But they make their money on the membership, not so much as they do on their sales products.
Well,
big money on the
well, okay,
but,
so let me, like, all right, so let me just throw this out. When you're saying they make their money on their the membership, is, all right, suppose 1 million people sign up for $60 a year and none of them go in to buy anything. How do they make money?
Well, first of all, they aren't going to have that much inventory, but that's kind of a strange hypothetical, but the thing of it is, too, stop and think about it, they have different programs, I think there's three different levels of cards. And businesses use, and they buy there because a lot of their inventory is used as deductions and write-off for a cost of doing business. And so that's what attracts a lot of those people, because the people in the restaurant business catering businesses, retail sales outlets that just take that particular product and carry it in their stores. They can do that. And
okay, so people buy, generally they go there for bulk.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's
understandable.
You can go there as a single, but you just have to have particular items that you look targeting in on.
Okay. Well, that's like, as I said, I've never been there, and I'm just curious to that. So that would make sense if you're going to save money. You have bulk and or a big family or something like that, and you said that they don't have everything, but they have, you know, I'm guessing quite a bit of the essentials that a business or a family would need or use.
Oh. Almost everything. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But the amazing thing about it, for as big as they are, like, their meats are the best quality meats. And I know I've had rancher friends, and I say, "Wait, aren't you going to raise a beef, you know, of your own?" He goes, "Why would I do that when I can go to Costco and buy the best meat there is available instead of spending all the money on feeding and raising one steer?" You know, and it didn't make sense to me, but it did then because most of the meat you get from this year is ground round anyway, or, you know, hamburgers.
All right. So let me ask you this. Do you give a damn whether they have DEI practices or not?
And now that you mentioned it this morning, I'm double thinking it because I'm like, I didn't know that. And I wasn't aware of it. And maybe I won't be as supportive, you know, because of that. And I'm really only go a few times a year now anyway. But
okay,
at the time, you know, the $60 is well worth it.
All right. Well, glad I'm learning something every single day. Thank you so much. We got to go.
You bet.
All righty. Bye. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Yesterday evening, a 33-year-old woman in Paso Robles was hit by a vehicle on Spring Street. The incident took place at about 5 p.m. near 33rd Street. The driver cooperated with the investigation, and the woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Drugs or alcohol were not a factor in this collision, police say. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held tonight at 7 p.m. The board will appoint its members and applicants to its internal and external standing committees. Board meetings take place in the board meeting room, 206 5th Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. A judge in President-elect Trump's New York hush money case denies his request to delay sentencing. Fox's Gernal Scott.
The Trump defense team has said appeals still underway have to play out before any sentencing can happen. The defense also cited the presidential transition. The Manhattan DA's office disputed that, saying the transition is not an official act.
Sentencing scheduled for Friday. Washington, D.C. dealing with its biggest snowstorm in years. Some schools and government offices closed after 6 to 12 inches fell. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is urging people to stay off the road so the cleanup can continue.
Please make sure that your vehicles are prepared, and please make sure that your vehicles are weather ready. Drive slow, be safe, and stay behind the plow.
Storm has left 7 people dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. 4 lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, 4 chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Seniors helping seniors. We provide friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. We hire seniors to do this because, well, they don't use TikTok. They just understand each other better. We're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me, Ron Torres, 805-369-2110. 469-2110 or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Black Monday only claimed one coach this year, Doug Peterson, fired by the Jaguars after a 4-13 season. Of course, the Patriots beat the rush on Sunday, letting Gerard Mayo go after just one season. The Giants said they will keep Brian Daboll despite a 3-14 mark. With the in-season moves by the Jets, Saints, and Bears, there are 5 head coaching jobs open going into the offseason. Wildcard weekend begins this Saturday with 2 AFC games, the Chargers at the Texans and the Steelers at the Ravens. 3 games on Sunday, starting in Buffalo with the Broncos at the Bills. Then it's over to the NFC for the Packers at the Eagles and the Commanders at the Buccaneers. Then Monday night, the Vikings visit the Rams. College football, North Dakota State won the FCS championship last night, beating previously undefeated Montana State 35-32. If that sounds familiar, it's the 10th title for the Bison in the past 15 years and the 4th time they've ousted the Bobcats in the playoffs since 2018. Cam Miller threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for 2 more. Up a level, the CFP semifinals are coming up at the Orange Bowl on Thursday. Notre Dame takes on Penn State. The next night, the Cotton Bowl features Texas and Ohio State. The title game is a week from Monday in Atlanta. NBA, the Kings outlasted the Heat 123-118 in double overtime for their 5th straight win. Timberwolves got by the Clippers. Anthony Edwards had 37 points. NHL, the Sabres skewered the Capitals 4-3 in a shootout. Alex Tuch scored twice and had another goal in the tiebreaker. Technically not a hat trick, but still worth a tip of the cap. That's Tuesday Sports.
And coming up this weekend, we have lots of NFL playoffs, first round action. It is Houston and the Chargers. We'll have that Saturday at 1 o'clock. Then Sunday, we have the triple header. First starting at 9:30, Denver and Buffalo. Then it's the Packers and the Eagles. And the late game, Washington and Tampa, all here on KPRL. In just a moment, extended weather forecast. The sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Some clouds this morning giving way to mostly sunny skies, and highs should be in the mid, maybe upper 60s a little bit. Clear to partly cloudy tonight and overnight. Lows right around 30, and then we'll do mid-60s again on your, what's tomorrow? Wednesday. As we head on out to Thursday, sunny, upper 60s. Could hit 70 on Friday. Upper 60s Saturday, Sunday mid-60s, same Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:06 p.m. We are at 43. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Remember, it's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, gunsmithing, and also they have some apparel for you as well. As we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be. Home, 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 home. All right, Mr. Garcia, here we go. This is a...
Still animals?
Well, yeah, animals to send. To wish to witness what is going on without anyone being aware that you are there.
That's another mouthful.
Well, to wish to witness what is going on without anyone being aware that you are there. In other words, you're not allowed in on the conversation, but you'd like to be in on the conversation.
Okay, well, That definitely narrows it down. I don't know if I know of an animal phrase that has to do with this, though.
Well, it's something that would have wings.
Okay. Not sure I know this one, so what is it?
Fly on the wall.
Okay, never heard of that one.
You never heard of fly on the wall?
I haven't heard of fly on the wall.
Well, okay. All right. There you go. Anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, folks, here we go. Where is it? Here it is. What is, according to this list here, of people that do these type of things for a living, probably a government grant, what is the most educated state in the United States of America? What is the most educated, as Granny would say, what is the most educated state in the United States of America?
You know, I love these questions. You always have a 1 in 50 chance of getting it right.
That's it, but we don't have time to take 49 phone calls to get it right. Okay, so what is the most, according to whatever stats they come up with, let's see here, the most educated state in the United States of America. And I find this hilarious, and to, I'll let you know. Nope.
Wild guess.
Oh, for two today. Hi, good morning.
Massachusetts.
Yes, Massachusetts is a yes. Harvard, Amherst, Boston University, and MIT, just to name a few. So, it says 40.
Right.
Yep. Have you ever been to Massachusetts?
No, I have a good friend there, though.
A what from there?
I have a good friend that lives there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right, sir. May have your name, please.
Don Rivers.
Don Rivers. Okay, Mr. Rivers, I have you down. Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Yep, Massachusetts, 48% of its residents have obtained a bachelor's degree. And so the Massachusetts also has the highest percentage of people who hold graduate degrees in the nation at almost 20%. And only 4.4% of the residents have less than a high school diploma. But what I find pretty funny about this, since they're so smart, they're also a state with, among others, the highest deficit. So they've got all these smart people there, but they can't balance a budget. Why is that? And you have a couple of other states that may be known for their smarts as well, including Connecticut and Maryland and sometimes New York. What do they all have in common other than supposedly having smart people? They're all in a deficit.
I was going to say they're all East Coast states.
Well, they are, but they're all in a deficit. So, yep, education.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its upcoming annual awards dinner. Nominations are for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Community Organization of the Year, and North County Latinos in Business of the Year. This due date for nominations is January 27th. There's a scheduled special meeting for the Paso Robles City Council this afternoon at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items related to litigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now here's just a couple of states that aren't in financial liability. That would be Idaho, Nebraska, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming, just to name a couple. All right, we've got two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management. Locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.